Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Tech and innovation.
Time now to talk all things tech and innovation. Now, for many of us, when we think AI or artificial intelligence, we have come to learn that there's various forms of AI, whether it's generative AI or AI that actually plays a bigger role and critical role in terms of shaping, developing some of the solutions that we need within industry, within our day-to-day lives, and of course, even in driving innovative solutions that we require. Well, it's coming home. We have our own space to actually ensure that solutions of this particular nature can be proudly African with our influence added to them. And that's on the back of JC-listed technology company Altron having successfully deployed an operational AI factory delivering comprehensive AI infrastructure, tools, training and support. For you and I who might not work in the tech space, we're probably thinking, oh my goodness, the robots are here. But trust me, that's not the case. If anything, the solutions to help us make life easier is what is here. And we are going to learn those skills as well through the development of the AI factory powered by Altron. So to tell us more, we're joined by Altron's CTO, Chief Technology Officer, Dr. Bongani Andy Mabaso, who joins us to tell us more tonight. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Dr. Mabaso. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gugu. Thank you for having me on your show.
Excited to speak to you. Less than a year into the job and already making significant moves in terms of your leadership at Altron. So congratulations and well done. First things first, my listeners and I might be wondering, hold on, an AI factory, is that where you keep the bots? Clearly not. But give us some context.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show once again. Look, the AI factory name is a popular term that's been adopted across the world. If you think about it, a normal factory is where we produce cars, we can maybe manufacture, you know, various goods that we use in the economy. An AI factory, if you use that same analogy, is a place where intelligence is manufactured. Uh-huh. Now, of course, it's artificial intelligence, but it is intelligence nonetheless. And we manufacture this intelligence and then decide where do we apply it, right? So it's not a tertiary service. It's a secondary type of service. You still have to decide where do I apply it. To give an example, do I apply it in a call center environment to help me to transcribe or to translate, the incoming calls into the call center? Mm. Do you apply it in a security environment to help detect cybersecurity incidents in real time? Do you apply it in a car, for instance, right, to do self-driving cars? So you can apply it in really any environment. It's about really understanding what it is that you're trying to achieve and whether artificial intelligence can help you in doing that.
Got you. So if I understand you correctly, and for all of us as, laymen, South Africans, essentially this is a space where the solutions that we want to implement in different spaces can be crafted, created, and leveraged using AI to make sure that we can make life better, easier, and more productive, I presume.
100%. You know, we like to say at Altron that AI is about empowering people. And if you think about from a business context, whatever it is that you are doing in your business to serve your customers, so you are in radio, so you need to make sure that, you know, you're engaging, etc. How can AI assist you in doing that particular role well? Does it give you insights in real time, as an example? Does it make sure that you get proper research on the guest, on the show? That's just one example of how it could be used to empower Ugugu, right, and make sure that you are the best possible, you know, radio show host that can be there, right? And it's the same thing that you can apply in every other industry. How do you make the beer that you make tastes better in whatever industry that you are actually operating in?
Got you. Oh, now you're speaking our language. We all get you, Dr. Mabaso. What's important about what's also been shared in the announcement that you've alluded to is the fact that because a lot of these solutions, ideas will be crafted here in South Africa, there's also an important level to appreciate for the data protection, right? And whilst our innovations and solutions are local, they're also going to be globally competitive. And this ties it into a partnership with NVIDIA, but still keeps a lot of the data protection and security prioritizing South Africa. Talk to us about those technicalities, because so often we far from them as consumers, but they do play a critical role and influence into the protection of our information, us as individuals, and of course still making sure that the technology is relevant to our needs.
Yeah, 100%, Google. I think, you know, that point is really spot on. If you think about it, data is one of the most crucial things that any state can have, right? And to ensure that we protect it is one of the, you know, the most important, things that we can do as a country. We have data leaving the shores of the country, going into foreign environments where this data gets refined, either through training other AI models, etc., and then it gets served back to us, right? And then we then pay, you know, a higher price for it. With the AI factory, we're saying, can we actually leverage the data that's, generated here in our local context? Can we then actually apply it in our own environment and then use it to solve business problems, social problems, etc., you know, within the borders of our country? So that's really what we are enabling. The partnership with NVIDIA is to ensure that we get the best of, you know, what's happening at an international level, but allowing us to then add that local flavor, right? So how can we add that last 10% that really truly makes it, you know, South African? I'll give you one very simple example. South African English is actually quite unique, even though it's all English.
Yeah.
But we also, you know, context switch a lot, where we code switch. So you can start a sentence in English, you throw in a little bit of isiZulu, then a little bit of Afrikaans, all in one sentence, right? Yeah. And a lot of these international AI models that are developed, you know, say in Europe, I can't cope with that, right? Because, you know, people don't speak in that way. So it's a very South African way that you can speak. And one of our launch partners, you know, within the AI factory, Lalapa AI, that's what they've done, right? They've developed local language models that can speak isiZulu and speak South African English and speak Afrikaans and can detect all of that within one, you know, one sentence or one person speaking.
I like that. So a typical example would be, you know, us using expressive words like yania, aibo, eish.
Correct.
I assume. And I'm intrigued because obviously that kind of input then plays a critical influence in how the AI or the technology then serves us and our needs as South Africans. You know, talk us through some of those examples, because I think this is often where we forget that the technology isn't taking over our lives, but in working hand in hand with it, we can actually craft the solutions that we need and personalize them even further.
100%. You know, South Africa has some of the most unique problems in the world. If you think about some of them, it's you know, making sure that we have energy stability. It's some of the social ills that we have, ensuring that we have digital inclusion, et cetera, right? So these are all challenges that we are facing as a nation that perhaps a different nation might not experience. Mm-hmm. And so what this allows us to do is it allows us to now come in and start to address those challenges and adding one more tool in the toolbox. You know, this new tool called AI, can help, right? Can help in accelerating how we can bring in, for example, digital inclusion. One of the ways that, you know, inclusion from a digital perspective is a challenge is with regards to language that I've mentioned. You know, most of the internet is not in our local languages. Most of the internet is actually in English, a little bit of German, French, etc. And so there's just natural exclusion in that way. If you think about our older generation in the country, they are really cut off from being able to interact with AI. So my grandparents, if they were still alive, I think would have a difficult time to be able to engage with it because of the language barrier, right? Yeah. So that's something that's very important to solve. Other challenges that we experience, for example, like crime, could we use some of these cameras that we have everywhere across the city? And when I say city, I'm talking about Johannesburg, and then start to use that to detect, you know, malicious behavior and be able to respond to it in a much more real-time manner, right? So that's one of the things that we could do to respond to some of our local challenges. So this really gives us that platform to start to explore and figure out how we can solve those challenges.
Dr. Mabaso, before I let you go, I do see the time pressures on our end. I can imagine that for many South Africans, they wonder what happens now. From what I do see, you have at least 4 or 5 customers who will be on board at the manufacturing AI manufacturing hub or plant. What happens now, and how do entrepreneurs or individuals get involved to, you know, either contribute, learn, share feedback, and co-create the solutions that we've just discussed?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So, yeah, they can go to ai.altron.com. All of the information is available there around how they can reach out to us. The platform is live right now. It's open to anybody from a small startup to large corporates. You know, we welcome everybody. We want to stoke the fires of the AI ecosystem within the country. And we believe that we've got the platform and the partnerships to help to bring that to life.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. We need you back on the show just to take us back to the fundamentals of AI, because I can imagine many of us are still stuck worried like, oh no, you know, what's going on? But the truth is we actually use it every day with our phones, with our laptops. It's not just the prompts and codes, but actually solutions that do make our lives easier. Thank you again for your time, Dr. Mabaso.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. That is the Group CTO of Altron Group, Dr. Bongani Andy Mabaso, joining us tonight to help us understand more around Altron launching the first operational AI factory. So all these solutions that we typically see from chat and other platforms like Gemini and so many other artificial intelligence platforms, guess what? We're starting to develop our very own here in the country. Do keep listening, because coming up next is Nzinga Kunta, who will be standing in for Phemelo Motene on Point of View.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.